Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. Today's Daf, Maseches Yuma Daf Ches Amud Aleph. An interesting Shaila Halacha Maisa comes up. What would it didn't be if Shem Hashem is recorded, a person saying Shem Hashem is recorded on an audio of sorts, whether it's a tape, whether it's a CD, whether it's online, would a person be able to delete it? Was that considered a violation of Mechikas Hashem? Is it considered a erasing Kadosh Baruch Hu's name? So the Noda Behuda talks about erasing through grama, erasing through an indirect way, is that allowed or not allowed to erase indirectly? So he tries to prove from today's Gemara on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses, let's say a person has Shem Hashem written on his body, and if he goes into the water, it's going to get erased. Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to yored vitovel kedarko, you're allowed to go into the mikveh regularly, ubevachlo yishavshif, as long as you don't rub it and scrape it and scrub it off, you're allowed to go in. So you see, Ayde Grama, one would be allowed to erase it. So Noda Behuda says, perhaps this Gemara is only true when there's a mitzvah. When he's going to the mikvah for the purpose of a mitzvah, only then Ayde Grama would it be allowed. But if it wasn't Ayde, if it wasn't for the purpose of a mitzvah, then it would be a problem even Ayde Grama. So what would the din be if a person is erasing, clearing out an audio of some sort? Is that considered somehow indirectly erasing Hashem's name? You're not directly erasing Hashem's name. It's not written on it, but you're causing it somehow not to be said anymore, not to be stated. What would the din be? So in the Sefer Ginzei Kodesh, which talks about all the halachas of Geniza, of Svarim, and other things, Tzitzis and Tefillim, talks about raising Hashem's name. In Perek Zayin, Os Chav Gimel, he says, when it comes to erasing a tape or a CD or an audio with Hashem's name on it, he says, it does not require Geniza, because it's not Shem Hashem, and you're allowed to throw it in the garbage, but you're not allowed to erase it. If you want to erase it, b'makom tzarich, if there's a great need, however, you're allowed to erase it ayde grama, indirectly, through a goy or through a katan. That's what comes out. So he says that really, so what does that mean? So he goes to the footnotes here, Rav Osner points out that really there's no iser mechika here. You're not erasing. Hashem's name isn't written on the audio, on the CD, on the tape at all. But he says one should hold back from doing so anyways, and therefore Rav Osner recommends one having a child erase the audio. The Minchas Yitzchak says one should have a goy erase it. Rav Moshe writes in a couple of places, he says even though there's no iser, it's still considered mechur hadavar, it's something disgusting, something ugly, something that's frowned upon because it appears as if you're erasing Hashem's name, which is a serious matter, and therefore if one needs to, you could only erase it ayadei grama. But really, Mikra, didn't everybody agrees there is no problem. But again, best to do it somehow through a katan or through a guy.